Hi, boys, good morning. Just share with you a short idea to try to frame a little bit of Tanis Esther. First of all, let's begin basics. Why do we fast today? Anyone know? Why do we fast? What is the meaning of Tanis Esther? Because Esther did. When did Esther fast?
3 days leading up to the
year. Excellent. So I want to share with you something very interesting. Tanis Esther, so Megillas Esther, has two essential fast days contained within it. There's the fast, there's Esther Malka fasting, which was, remember, again, in like the third, I think it's the fourth chapter, Perek Dalet of Megillas Esther. So that's where Mordechai tells Esther about everything that Haman was planning. And Esther goes ahead, and remember again, Mordechai says to Esther, you have to go to Achashverosh. You have to advocate on behalf of the Jewish people. And what does Esther respond? Anyone remember what does Esther respond? Before she says everyone to fast, what does Esther respond to Mordechai? I'm sorry?
No,
what?
I don't know.
Oh, good. I thought you said no. Because the truth is, that's essentially what Esther says to Mordechai. She said,
no,
I don't want to go. Excellent. Good, right? Good. Right? So again, her initial answer was, I'm not going. I'm not going because it's dangerous. It's like a suicide mission. It doesn't make any sense. So Mordechai essentially tells her, look, this is your moment. This is maybe why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you the queen. So you have to go. So Esther ends up going. So before Esther goes, she says to Mordechai two things. What are the two things? Number one, she says, okay, I need you to do two things. What are the two things Esther needed? Number one. Well, really, she says one thing. It's, Lech kinos eskala Yehudin vitzomu alai. Gather all the Jewish people. Now, by the way, the Lashon of Kinos, Lech Kinos, what does that sound like, Kinos? I'm sorry?
Benos.
Okay, good. That is true. All right, what else does it sound like? What other word? I'll give you a hint. We spend a lot of time there during the week. Shabbos. Hebrew word for shul is? Beis Knesses. Excellent. Right? So, you're on fire today. Good. Right, Beis Knesses, right? So ultimately, Lech Kinos means gather everyone to daven. Says is gather everyone to daven, and with somu alai. Tzom, what does tzom mean? Fast. Excellent. So she says, daven for me, fast for me, and then ultimately, again, I'll go in and I will go to Achashverosh. Now, here's what's interesting. Is Tanis Esther is not that fast. Right? It's interesting. Tanis Esther, because remember again, that fast actually took place, right? When did Esther Hamalka, what month did Esther go into Achashverosh? Anyone know?
Nisan.
Excellent. So that fast of Esther, when Klal Yisrael fasted before going into Achashverosh, that was in the month of Nisan. What month is Purim in?
Adar.
Good. Right? So interestingly enough, when we fast, what we call Tanis Esther is actually not the fast of Esther Hamalka in the Megillah. What we call Tanis Esther was historically, before Jews went out to war, they would fast. They would spend, which sounds interesting, right? Because you would think that before you go out to war, what would you be doing?
Praying.
Right? Praying and?
Eating.
Eating, right? I was saying, it's interesting. So why do you think a Jewish army fasts before going out to war?
Should we have? Oh,
good. Hold on to that for just a second. Good. Hold on. Hold on. Great. So why do you think a Jewish army fasts before you go out to war? What do you think? What does that show?
Bravery. No, not fighting physically, we're fighting mentally.
Beautiful. That, in other words, that there's this record, excellent, so beautifully said, that our victories are not going to come about because of our physical strength. Our victories are going to come about ultimately because of our spiritual strength. So the Jewish army fasts, recognizing a fundamental reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring about our victory. So the Tanis Esther, so this year it's a little bit different, right? Because remember, Purim not till Sunday, but normally that's only because, again, we don't fast on an Erev Shabbos, but normally, again, you'd have Tanis Esther going right into Purim. Because Purim, remember, again, is the day that the Jews were fighting against Haman, against the enemies of Klal Yisrael. So as such, Tanis Esther is the fast of the day before we go out to war. Aye, so Chewy's question, so why is it called Tanis Esther? So it's so misleading, right? This is why everyone thinks that Tanis Esther is the fast, to commemorate Esther's fast before going into Achashverosh. So if it's not Esther's fast, but in fact it's the fast of the army, then why is it called Tanis Esther? Any thoughts on this? I didn't even think about this question, but the truth is it's going to lead into what I'm going to share with you in just a moment. Any thoughts on that?
No.
Let me ask you this question. Anyone here like fasting? Okay, let me ask you a different question. Does fasting make sense to you? If I were to ask you, is fasting in general, as a form of religious worship, a good idea?
It cleanses your body almost.
Okay, beautiful. So there is almost like a physical cleanse. Beautiful. Good. What else? Let me ask this question. You're going to go to shir in a little bit, right? Is your shir experience today going to be better or worse without breakfast?
Worse.
Worse, right? Good. I can tell you, I woke up early this morning just to have some coffee. And like already, I know already, I can tell, like, I would be so much more productive today, right? Forget about the food. If I could just have a cup of coffee, right, or five, right? If I could just go ahead and drink something throughout the day, I would accomplish so much more. You ever had this feeling, like on a fast day, especially you get like to the afternoon, you're exhausted, you don't feel like doing anything. You think to yourself, like, I don't know, like, this doesn't make any sense. I could be so much more productive on every single level if I can eat or I could drink. Right? I think we all feel that way over the course of a fast day, especially when you're in school and you got to try to focus a little bit. Bakshim is only a half a day today, so you have a little bit less focus, but it's hard. It's really hard. So if it's so hard and I'm going to be less productive, so at the end of the day, why do you think the rabbis instituted it?
So we can learn.
So we can learn. Learn what? Oh, you're saying, so like what the fast day does is like it focuses you a little bit more just on Torah, spirituality, Yiddishkeit. Beautiful, beautiful, good. What else? Again, we go back to Chan's point before, that Chanuk's point before, that namely, again, is maybe it's like that physical cleanse, kind of moving us a little bit away.
Maybe the practice
yourself is great. Oh, Sechavra, I think what Yoni just said is I think is something incredible. Here's what a fast day tells you. What a fast day tells you is you could deny yourself something. See, a lot of times we become like creatures of habit. And if I want something, so I just indulge the desire, whatever the desire is. The power of fasting is that it teaches you the power of self-restraint. That I have the ability to say, you know what? I'm not going to do this. Or I am going to do this, right? It's a much longer davening this morning, as you just experienced. And especially on a Thursday with long tachnun, like the only thing we're missing is like tekiah shofar from this morning, right? It has everything. And normally if somebody would tell you, look, on a Thursday morning, you're good, you're up for an hour davening, you'd be like, no, I'm not up for an hour davening. But amazingly enough, what does the Tanis show us? I can do it. The Tanis, the whole essence of a fast day, is it shows me I could refrain from certain things that I normally want, and I can engage in other things that I don't normally want. The power of a fast day is it teaches us that we could do things that are against our nature. So often what happens in life is we create like a glass ceiling. Have you heard that expression, a glass ceiling? You hear that expression? Anyone know what that means, a glass ceiling? Right? What's the chop with a glass ceiling? What does a glass ceiling do? Right? You can see through it, but what? But it's a limit, right? So like the interesting part about it, you see it, like this ceiling, it's here. I don't see anything above it. A glass ceiling, the interesting part is I see that there's so much height, but like there's a barrier that's there. So often in life, we create for ourselves glass ceiling, telling ourselves we can't do certain things or I can't stop doing other things. We all do things in life that I know are destructive, that I know like are just not helpful. But I convince myself, I can't stop it. This is what I do. You know what the power of a fast day is? The power of a fast day is you have the ability to stop doing anything you want. Because if for an entire day, I could stop eating and drinking, which are the most natural and normal things to do day in and day out. If I could control those things, and abstain from those things and disconnect from those things, then the truth is I could do anything. I could do anything I put my mind to in an active way, or ultimately, again, if there are things in life I need to stop doing, I can do that as well. So going back to Chewy's question, so why is it called Tanis Esther if it's not really Esther's fast? Do you know when Esther rises to greatness? Chavra, what was Esther's great moment? right? If you think about it, the greatest moment in the Megillah, what was Esther's greatest moment? Right, excellent. But the truth is, back it up a little bit. It's not even the moment she went. It's the moment she decided that she was going to go. Because remember, as we said before, right, as Giv said before, when Mordechai first approaches her and says, you got to go to Achashverosh, her first response was?
No.
No, right? I'm not going. She doesn't say no. Like, you know, she does one of those, like, you know, when somebody says no to you, but they don't say no. They kind of say it like in a whole roundabout way, but you know, like, you know, you're saying no, right? So that's what she did. And then in that next moment where she says, you know what? I can do it. I can do something that feels uncomfortable. I can do something that feels impossible. I can do something that is totally out of my comfort zone. That's her greatest moment. It's not when she goes. And so she makes the decision that she could do something that is unnatural for her. What's a tainus? What is a fast day? A fast day is where I do something that is uncomfortable and unnatural for me. I want to eat breakfast. I want to eat lunch. I want to drink 7 cups of coffee. That's what I want to do. And that's what I normally do. And a tainus shows that I have the ability to detach myself from doing things that maybe I shouldn't be doing. And conversely, it teaches me that I have the koach to do things that maybe I thought are impossible. And that's the message of Esther Amalka. See, even though, again, it's not the actual fast day of Esther before she went into Achashverosh, but we call it Tanis Esther. So guys, you know, like the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what the least important part of fasting is? The least important part of fasting is not eating and drinking. That's the Mishnah Berurah says, the least important part of fasting, the whole avoda of a fast day, is to emerge with some type of message. So over the course of this day, each of us are going to stop doing things that we normally do, that we like to do, that we enjoy doing. And it should give us the strength to maybe be able to identify other things in life that I'm doing, maybe I shouldn't be doing. We all have stuff like that, myself included. And so if I could stop eating and drinking for a day, if I could abstain from something, then I have the ability to stop doing other things that may be unhealthy or spiritually destructive as well. And once I show myself that I could stop doing things, that also reminds me that what? That like Esther, I could start doing things also. And I could push myself a little bit more and do a little bit more. And even though it's uncomfortable, it's always uncomfortable to move yourself forward. You know, Chavra, you learn science, right? What's the natural state of matter? The natural state of matter. We teach science, right? We do teach science, right? The natural state of matter. Matter, right? The natural state of matter is to be at rest. Matter, right? Still. Matter only moves when? When? When acted upon, right? That's the way the world works. And by the way, right, the greatest form of matter that exists in the universe is Adam. Adam from Lashon Adama. We are matter. The same way the shtender does not move until there's a force exerted against it. Most of us don't move until there's a force exerted against it as well. What's the difference between me and the shtender? The difference is the shtender can never move unless it's acted upon. I can choose to move myself. It's true, most times in life I won't move until something pushes me, but at the end of the day, I could choose to move myself if I want. So boys, that's the power of today. Today reminds me that I could do things out of my comfort zone. Today reminds me that I could abstain from doing things even though they're enjoyable. Today reminds me that I can move myself even without being acted upon. So we should be Zochah Meretz Hashem over the course of this day. So guys, maybe the avod of today is just think about one thing in life you want to start doing and one thing in life you want to stop doing. That's your avod for Tanis Esther. Esther Hamalka was able to do it, and we, her children, have that same koach as well. And that koach, it courses through the entirety of today. So you should have a meaningful fast, an uplifting fast, a fast where, again, you think about the thing you want to start doing, the thing you want to stop doing. And halavai, the avoda of today should prepare us for a beautiful Shabbos. and an incredibly uplifting Purim. All right, guys, have a great day. Enjoy the short day as well. Shkoyach, everyone.
Thank you.